Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Hello, successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, August 11, 2014, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Well, happy Monday, everyone. I trust that you're ready to have a powerful week and that you have a laser focus on the goals you want to accomplish by this Friday. Now, as always, I have four questions that I want to share with you, four questions that you should be asking yourself every Sunday evening. Now, I have a personal testimony to give you about these four questions. First, I want to give a big shout-out to Faith White of Sydney Travel Group. Faith and I just returned from Canada, had a wonderful time in Winnipeg, Canada. Also, we had an opportunity to visit one of the most beautiful places I've ever been to, and that was Churchill, Canada, which is a very remote location. You can't even get there by driving a car, but I saw polar bears. Can you believe it? I had such a wonderful time. And so kudos to Faith, and thank you so much for inviting me on such a beautiful, beautiful trip. Now, with that said, I was gone all week last week, and of course, I was a little bit out of touch. And so when I got back on yesterday, one of the first things I thought about as I was on the plane was that I need to really get focused for the week. Now, how am I going to do that? Because I felt so disconnected, you know? And I thought about the questions that I share with you, my listeners, and all of my clients. And I said, I will do my question exercise, and that will help me to get myself back on track. And sure enough, I felt so much better after I had the opportunity to go over these four questions on yesterday evening, and so it is that I recommend to all businesswomen that you do these four questions every Sunday evening, you know, as you plan for your week, and they too will help you. So here's question number one. Are the activities on my calendar supporting the goals that I want to accomplish for the week? Now, this is you asking yourself this very, very important question. As you look at your calendar for the week, first of all, you really should always start with saying, what is it that I want to accomplish by Friday of this week? What are some of the things that I would like to see happen? Now, of course, we're talking about from a business perspective, so therefore it's going to be important for you to really look at your money, to really look at what activities am I doing that are going to generate some revenue this week, which is so very important when you're a solo entrepreneur, when you're a small micro business enterprise, and you're needing to see that cash flow come through. So as you ask yourself that question and you look at your goals, you also want to go ahead and look at the activities that you have. Now, ladies, we all have to admit that sometimes we have our calendars packed with activities. These are activities that sometimes are not helping us to be better focused. Why? Because the activities aren't relevant always to what we need to see accomplished for the week. So you have to adjust those activities. And sometimes, yes, you have to eliminate those activities and you have to use a little bit of the power of no, and that is N-O, meaning sometimes you may be involved in a lot of different things that you may have volunteered for, and I'm not saying whether those things are bad things that you shouldn't be involved with or whether they're good things. The point is that when you are a businesswoman, you really have a responsibility to your business. And that means that sometimes you're going to have to sacrifice activities that you want to become a part of or be a part of for the sake of your business success. So with that said, ladies, sometimes those activities are going to have to be eliminated, and sometimes you're just going to have to say no and call people that you said yes to and say, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to be able to do it. And that's how you start clarifying and focusing and drilling down on the things that are most important based on what your goals are, which is why I think a lot of the times women have a hard time of accomplishing their goals because they have so much on their schedule without really looking at what is it that I would like to see accomplished, okay? And keep this in mind. My grandmother used to share with me all the time, you can't say yes to every good thing. Just not going to happen. And so it's no use in you thinking that you can accomplish thousands of things in a week. It's just not going to happen unless, of course, you have just this mega workforce that can get it all done for you. But that's not the case most of the time for the solo entrepreneur, for the micro business owner. And so we have to become extremely savvy in the way we handle ourselves and handle our businesses. Here is question number two. What clients and prospects do I need to follow up with? Here's the thing, and I corrected someone on this a couple of weeks ago. I had mentioned on one of the shows that as a businesswoman, you're always going to have people that you're responsible for and that you need to be following up with, okay? And I got an email from someone that said, well, Trina, I honestly don't have anyone to follow up with. And you said that a businesswoman should always have someone to follow up with, but I haven't talked to anyone in this last week. Well, guess what? Let's go back and let's clarify for a businesswoman what follow-up really means. So, ladies, even if you have not met any new people or you haven't verbally talked to anyone that is a prospect, so therefore you have no one to follow up with, well, guess what? That's not the correct mindset to have, okay? So if you don't have any prospects, your responsibility in the follow-up process is to develop some, is to get yourself in a position to meet people who might be possible prospects. So how do you actually do that? Well, again, it requires you to start making phone calls. And my rule of thumb is make 3 to 5 phone calls to people that you normally do not know for the purpose of having a connection call so you can get acquainted. They share what they do, you share what you do, and you find out whether or not they may need your service or whether they know someone else that might possibly need your service or whether you can utilize them as a good referral, okay, and vice versa. So with that said, there are so many business women who have literally hundreds of people in their Facebook. Have you ever thought about this? What in the heck are all of these people doing in my Facebook profile as friends? Who are they? Why did they friend me? Why did I friend them? And how often is it that I actually connect or contact with these people? What is the whole purpose? Surely I didn't just start liking people and clicking the button to like people for no purpose at all, with the exception of I've developed a habit to click a button and like someone. Surely I'm not doing that as a businesswoman. And so sometimes you have to really set yourself down and ask yourself those kinds of questions, because if you're on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, all of these other areas, there are ways to connect with these people one-on-one, to private message them within that social system and invite them for a connection call. There are so many ways that you can connect. And so it's these people that you need to be following up with as well, right? Absolutely. In other words, every little thing that you use your time for, your valuable time for, you should be able to turn that into some sort of follow-up process. And so, again, it goes right back to, you know, making sure that you are clear on what your vision is for your business, on what it is that you want to see happening that week and by that Friday. Let's move on to question number three. What are my sales goals for this week? Now, ladies, listen, this is a very, very important question. As a matter of fact, you know, a lot of women like to bring emotion into business with saying, oh, I'm not in business to make money. You know, I'm in business to, you know, help people. Well, you know, that sounds great. But at the end of the day, your passion is not going to pay your bills, okay? And then I'm sure some of you who are listening to the show right now are probably shaking your head. Trina, you're absolutely right. So at the end of the day, as a businesswoman, you really need to be concerned with what your sales goals are going to be for the week and how you're going to bring those sales in for closure, right? That's very, very important. Here's number four, last but not least, which is really going to bring it all on the page of reality. How much is in my checking account? That's right, and I'm talking about your business checking. And by the way, you do have one, right? Shame if you don't, because you want to keep all of your money separate from your personal checking and your business checking, right? And so you want to know how much is in your business checking. As a matter of fact, I share with my clients that as a businesswoman, at any given time, you should know down to the cent how much money you have in your business checking account. Now, this is going to help you for three reasons. Number one, it's going to keep you in the know about what's going on in your checking account. Number two, it's going to really put you on the page of reality as far as whether or not you have enough money in your account to pay your bills. If you don't, that means you're not bringing enough in, which really should be a huge red flag that I need to revamp my marketing. I need to learn and gain more skills on becoming a marketer, or I need to learn how to better close sales. If I've been talking to a lot of prospects and people have connected with me about my services, then why aren't I closing these sales? So these are the kinds of things that this will help you with. And then last but not least, if you have money in your business checking, well, this means that you need to figure out some ways to get more money in there, right? Absolutely. And so it's going to be very important for you to really look at these four questions and ask these questions of yourself every Sunday evening. As you retire for the evening, you're preparing yourself for the week. It's going to be, I would say, vital that these questions become key to you. Well, enough about those four questions, ladies. Make sure you jot them down and ask yourself every Sunday evening. Next, I want to just say that I have just been so excited about this month's theme. And for those of you that are new to the show or have just tuned in for this month, the theme for this month is Savvy Networking Woman. And my goal is to share some really good networking tips and resources and information that are going to really give you some aha moments about networking and about building good, positive relationships, which is so very, very important. So we're going to be talking about that today. And as a matter of fact, today's topic, subtopic of the theme is how to become a savvy networker. Now, the word savvy means in the know. It means that this is someone who is extremely knowledgeable, but they apply their knowledge. And because of that, they are a savvy person. And so, again, today is how to become a savvy networker. Also, I'm going to be reading an excerpt from the book, The Science of Getting Rich, is the book that we have chosen. And I'll be going over Chapter 9, How to Use the Wheel. How to use the wheel. And as you know, we all have willpower on certain things. We all have a wheel, but how do we direct it for our purpose to get the things that we want? And then, of course, you're going to learn all about some upcoming events that Women About Biz is partnering with, and I am really, really excited about that. And we're going to talk a little bit about the Pink Power Conference for Women, and also Elevator Pitch 2.0 is a live networking workshop event that's coming up here in Atlanta on the 26th. So you're going to learn a little bit more about those later. At this time, I try to always give women an opportunity to introduce themselves. And so even if you've introduced yourself before, I want to know about some new things that are coming up. I see my good friend and writing expert, Cynthia Turner, on the show. So, Cynthia, make sure you press star one. Let us know what's going on with Feather Writers and some of the services you've got going on. So for all of you who would like to share who you are and what you do, perhaps give your website, please press star one on your phone keypad at this time. Again, press star one on your phone keypad. We want to hear you. And yes, you have to be prepared at any moment's notice to share who you are. It's all a part of being a savvy networking woman. So again, go ahead and press star one on your phone keypad, and then I will be able to unmute you, and you can share with me some of the great things that you are doing with your business. You can also share your Facebook fan page, your website, and that's what networking is all about. And as you hear people share this information, then what's so important is for you to jot down their phone number or jot down their website so that you can call them within this next 24 to 48 hours. Hey, I heard you on Successful Woman Radio. Introduce yourself. I'd love to schedule a connection call with you so that we can get to know each other more. This is how it all gets started. So, again, right after the book excerpt reading of The Science of Getting Rich, I'm going to be inviting you to introduce yourself. So be prepared and get prepared to press star one on your phone keypad, and that way you will be able to actually share information about who you are, your business, and what's happening, what's new at your company. And just because you shared before does not mean that you can't do it today, right? Absolutely. So let's go ahead. We're going to read right now from the book, The Science of Getting Rich, one of my favorite books, and I've said to many of you who are have been listening to the show, that this is a book that you will want to read more than once, more than twice, because it has a lot of deep meaning. It's a short book, less than 100 pages, but sometimes, you know, there are certain passages in the book that you will definitely have to go over. At this time, I want to read from you Chapter 9, How to Use the Wheel. The author, Wallace D. Wattles, again, has been author of numerous books, but he is best known for The Science of Getting Rich. He goes on to say that to set about getting rich in a scientific way, you do not try to apply your willpower to anything outside of yourself. You have no right to do so anyway. It is wrong to apply your will to other men and women in order to get them to do what you wish done. It is as frequently wrong to coerce people by mental power as it is to coerce them by physical power. If compelling people by physical force to do things for you reduces them to slavery, compelling them by mental means accomplishes exactly the same thing. The only difference is in the methods, he says. If taking things from people by physical force is robbery, then taking things by mental force is also robbery. In principle, there is no difference. So basically what he's saying is he's really talking about people who focus on using their will to brainwash people, to use them, use certain types of psychographic marketing to get people to do what you want, but all at the same time to get people to bend their will. And there are all types of people out there that do this type of thing. Getting back to the excerpt, he says, you have no right to use your willpower upon another person, even for his own good, because you do not know what is good for his good. The science of getting rich does not require you to apply power or force to any other person in any way whatsoever. There is not the slightest necessity for doing so. Indeed, any attempt to use your will upon others will only tend to defeat your purpose. You do not need to apply your will to things for them to come to you. That would simply be trying to coerce God and would be foolish and useless as well as irreverent. You do not have to compel God to give you good things any more than you have to use your willpower to make the sun rise. You do not have to use your willpower to conquer an unfriendly deity or to make stubborn or rebellious forces do your bidding. He says, to get rich, you need only to use your willpower upon yourself. Let's repeat that. To get rich, you only need to use your willpower upon yourself. When you know what to think and do, you must use your will to compel yourself to think and do the right things. That is the legitimate use of the will in getting what you want, to use it in holding yourself to the right course. Use your will to keep yourself thinking and acting in a certain way. Do not try to project your will or your thoughts or your mind out into space to act on things or people. Keep your mind at home. It can accomplish more there than elsewhere. Use your mind, he says, to form a mental image of what you want and to hold that vision with faith and purpose. Use your will to keep your mind working the right way. The more steady, he says, and continuous your faith and your purpose, the more rapidly you will get rich because you will make only positive impressions upon former substance. And he goes on to say, you will not neutralize or offset them by negative impressions. The former substance receives a picture of your desires and allows this picture, he says, to penetrate it to great distances. And so the author talks a lot in the book of The Science of Getting Rich about the form of substance and about making sure that you have the right images for yourself. And this is very, very important that you understand that what we are talking about in this chapter of using your will is really all about using your will on yourself to get the things that you want. Don't try to use your will or bend other people's will to make them give you what you want. You have the power already to think in a certain way. You have the power already to be who you need to be. So focus your will on yourself, okay? Very, very important. Also, in this chapter of how to use the will, the author goes on to say, the minds of people everywhere are influenced towards doing the things necessary to fulfilling your desires, and they work for you unconsciously. In other words, there are people all around the world who are looking for what you have and for what your knowledge and your talent is all about. So it's not necessary for you to try to bend the will of other people. He says you can check all this by starting a negative impression in the form of substance. Doubt or unbelief is as certain to start a movement away from you as faith and purpose are to start one toward you. So in other words, what the author is saying is that you need to start being who you need to be for you. You need to start using your will for yourself. If you create positive images of who you want to be and you start being that person and you start acting out as that person, then you're going to do nothing but draw people to you who are looking for what it is that you have. But as sure enough, if you start being negative about who you are and what you want to be, you start creating negative images, just as sure you will start drawing negative things into your life as also. By not understanding this, he says, most people fail when they try to make use of mental science to get rich. Every hour and moment you spend in giving heed to doubts and fears, every hour you spend in worry, every hour in which your soul is possessed, he says, by unbelief, set the current away from you through the whole domain of the intelligent substance. All the promises are unto them that believe and unto them only. Notice how insistent Jesus was upon this point of belief. Now you know the reason why. Since belief is all important, it behooves you to guard your thoughts. And as your beliefs will be shaped to a very great extent by the things you observe and think about, it is important that you focus your attention. Here the will comes into use because the means of your will, he says, you determine the objects of your attention. If you want to become rich, you must not make a study of poverty. Things are not brought into being by thinking about their opposites. Health is never to be attained by studying disease and thinking about disease. Righteousness is not to be promoted by studying sin and thinking about sin. And no one ever got rich by studying poverty and thinking about poverty. So this is very important, ladies, that you hear these important words of wisdom from someone that grew up in poverty and brought themselves into wealth by understanding the science of getting rich. And so there you have it, you know, how to use the wheel. Stay tuned as I share with you information on next Monday from the expert on how to further use your wheel. And so we're going to be talking about that more on next Monday. If you haven't picked up your copy of The Science of Getting Rich, I definitely encourage you to add it to library. It's very good. It's a very good read, a very good book. And for those of you who are in direct sales and have teams, it's important. It's a great book to give your team as a gift because the book is just chock full of wonderful information to help you move yourself to the next level. Well, we come to that time of the show where I mentioned earlier before I read the excerpt that I'd love for some of you who are listening to go ahead and introduce yourself. Let me know what's happening with your business. So at this time, I'm asking you to step beyond that fear zone, ladies, and go ahead and press star 1 on your phone keypad so that I can unmute you. And I see my good buddy Cynthia Turner who is on. Cynthia, if you're listening, go ahead and press star 1 because I want to know what's new and going on at Feather Rider. And also if there are others of you who have you know, have great things going on at your business or you have a new business and you want to share what you do at this time, go ahead and press star 1. Also, Faith, if you're listening, we want to hear some good things going on also. As a matter of fact, I do know that Faith has an awesome event that's coming up next year, and I'm excited about it. Faith, if you're ready to share a little bit about your event that's going to be going on, please press star 1 so that we can hear about it. Very, very excited. Again, also, I just want to let everyone know that I had such a great time in Winnipeg, Canada. It was absolutely beautiful. Faith and I are going to be working together as we develop the Travel Club for Women to bring you some wonderful places to actually visit. So again, I see, Cynthia, thank you. I see you're on. I'll be pulling you on in just a minute. Faith, if you can, press star 1. And if any of the other women who are listening on the show, if you will go ahead and just press star 1, we want to know who you are. We want to know all about your business. We want to like you on our fan pages. We want to connect with you. Okay, Cynthia, you are live on the air. Last 4-3-6-3-2. Cynthia, are you there?
Hi, Karina. This is actually Pam at 3632.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hi, Pam. 3632. How are you?
I am doing fantastic, fantastic.
Please go ahead and share all of the great things going on. And I know we're going to be doing a great workshop coming up, Elevator Pitch 2.0. But tell us what's happening with you and your business, BizLinks TV.
Absolutely. BizLinks TV, we've just got some fun events that are going on. We are out and about doing BizLinks TV Network on location at several different conferences, doing red carpet interviews with businesses, and, of course, our great shows that we have, especially our flagship show that where we interview just wonderful businesses on our TV network, and then they're also available now on the Roku for 8 million homes.
Oh, wow. Wow. And Pam, for those people that may not be familiar with Roku, could you just quickly share with them what Roku is and how they might be able to get it?
Absolutely. Roku, for everyone, is a box that you connect to your TV, to your HDMI connection, and instead of having regular cable, more people are moving to this, where they're able to watch the online shows like Netflix and Hulu, and, of course, our shows are right alongside those. So everyone's able to get the wonderful access to see the online shows. It's very similar to Apple TV, which is another brand that some people are familiar with, but it's that set-top box that people are able to use to watch the online shows.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. And, you know, I think we were talking before, Pam, in reference to how everything is going video now on the Internet. And your service at BizLinks TV, I think, is one of the best around. And so, you know, again, just let them know what they can take a part of at BizLinks TV.
Great, absolutely. Thanks so much. As I mentioned, we have several online shows that are available. So we interview authors. We have our That's My Biz show. We have several other shows, one for nonprofits. So for those that are really interested in using video as a way to share their expertise, and they can host their own show and come on board with us, and we help them expose their business and even earn income with the videos, but and great optimization for the search engines through all of the platforms that we're partnered with. And then, of course, for those that just want to get that one or two video done, website intros, we're available to help them do those as well.
Okay, wonderful. And how do they get in contact with you, Pam?
They can reach me at producer@bizlinks.tv, and that's BizLinks.tv. And, of course, they can check out the shows at bizlinks.tv and on our YouTube and Roku as well.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. So, ladies, you hear it. If you are interested in the power of video, if you're looking to perhaps maybe have your own online TV show, or you're looking for ways to extend your business through the power of video, you definitely need to connect with Pamela Adams, and you can connect with her. Go visit the website, bizlinks.tv, and that's B-I-Z as in zebra, L-Y-N-K-S.tv. And she also gave you her email, producer@bizlinks.tv. So make sure that you connect with her. And again, that was Pamela Adams. And Pam, I'm also excited because we're going to be doing an exciting workshop together.
Yes, yes, I am looking forward to it.
Me too, and I've already started talking with a lot of people who have been coaching who are interested in this, so this is going to be awesome. It's called Elevator Pitch 2.0, and for those of you that are listening, if you are in or around the Atlanta area, and this is definitely something that would be worth driving in town for if you're in the, you know, South Carolina, North Carolina areas, this is going to be a wonderful, wonderful two-part workshop. I will be sharing with you and teaching you how to create your elevator pitch. And then Pam will be showing with you live in a live workshop exactly the power of video, and then you'll be doing your elevator pitch right there on live video, and then you will be able to utilize that for the purpose of marketing your business, getting more information out there about your business, and using it in video in several ways. So this is going to be awesome. Stay tuned because I will tell you how you can be a part of that. So, Pam, thank you so much for being
Absolutely.
A savvy networking woman and sharing. Okay,
thank
next
you so much.
We have – wonderful, wonderful. Next we have Faith. Faith, I see that you're there. I am going to unmute you. Are you with us, Faith?
Hey, Trina, this is Faith. I'm here.
Hey, first of all, I want to thank you publicly for just such an awesome opportunity. Did we not have a good time in Winnipeg, Canada, or what?
We certainly did. Yes, we did.
It was a ball.
We had a ball, actually. I think we could probably share some of the pictures and some of the videos, especially with the polar bear.
Absolutely. You know, I've never seen a polar bear up close and personal, but I did in the Churchill area of Manitoba, and let me just say it was breathtaking and awesome. So, Faith, you've got a lot of great things coming up with See Me Travel and your company, and one event that you have coming up and you're planning for next year. I'm just so excited about it. So please introduce yourself and let our listeners know what you'll be doing.
Again, my name is Faith White. The event she's talking about is called Come See the World. Atlanta is going to be our first location that we launch this multicultural event. And what it's all about is actually in a city, you'll be able to travel from country to country without leaving the city. So we are launching it next year. We're confirming the dates. It's going to be September or October of 2015, and it's going to be at America's Mart in the downtown Atlanta area. And we also have an International Women's Symposium that we are doing as well on the Thursday, and that's just to get women from around the world talking on health, talking on business, and just addressing some of the things that, you know, all women face across the globe, such as, like, you know, the gender gap and poverty. We're looking to talk to how we can do business, import, exports amongst women, and, you know, probably get dialogue going where we're taking trips to other countries as well from here in Atlanta to see how we can work with women from different countries and different nations.
Oh, and that's going to be such an awesome opportunity. So, and I just love the title, Come See the World, because you're going to just be able to go to different venues within the event itself and be able to,
yes,
you know, taste Indian food, taste Jamaican food, taste African food, taste Italian food,
absolutely,
all these different cultures, which is something that I absolutely love. So this is awesome. Successful Woman Radio listeners, stay tuned, because I definitely will be mentioning more and more about how you can be a part of it, how you can be a vendor. And so as Faith shares more information, I will definitely be getting that to you. Also, Faith, now I understand you are a specialist in group travel as well. Do you want to share a little bit about that?
Sure. My company, See Me Travel Group, actually we specialize in group travel. So if you have a group of people that wants to go, just it could be girlfriends, it could be your family reunion, it could be a corporate, like a business wanted to take an incentive trip, we can organize mm-hmm. that to anywhere in the world. A group is considered 10 rooms or more. So if you have, you know, it could be double occupancy or just single, but it actually has to be 10 rooms, hotel rooms. And you actually, when you travel in a group, it's not only safer for, you know, single women, but it's a lot of fun, and also you get a better discount as well, too. So you don't have to be, you know, a couple to travel, but you could travel in a group of friends. You can put together your own trips for your anniversary or birthday or even destination weddings as well, you know, where you can actually get married in, say, Jamaica or the Cayman and actually mm-hmm. invite your family and put together a group rate for them to actually enjoy your wedding and enjoy a vacation at the same time.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. And so, again, how can people get in touch with you, either to learn more about Come See the World, the large international event that you'll be holding here in Atlanta next year, or just to talk about group travel possibilities? How can they get a hold of you?
They can call me at 678-927-4430 mm-hmm. or go to CEMETravelGroup.agentstudio.com for the travel site.
Okay.
And
okay.
They can also email me at Faith, FAITHYWHYTE, at CMENOW.com.
Okay.
We're finalizing the website for Come See the World, so next time I'll give that out.
Okay, so let me just go ahead and repeat your phone number for those of you who are listening and you want to connect with Faith and have a possible connection call. You can connect with her at See Me Travel, 678-927-4430. Also, you can visit her website, See Me Travel Group, at CEMETravelGroup.agentstudio.com. Again, you can connect with Faith by giving her a call. And also, don't forget Pamela Adams at BizLinks TV. You can connect with her by emailing her at producer@bizlinks.tv. Again, that's producer@bizlinks.tv. For those of you who are interested in perhaps starting your own video show, learning more about video, all of that you can connect with Pamela for. So I'm just so excited. I want to thank both Pam and Faith. I want to thank both of you for pressing that star one when I asked you to. And both of you are definitely savvy networking women. And for those of you who are listening who would like to introduce yourself, it's still not too late. Go ahead and press that star one. You know, one of the things that I realize with women is that we are just not prepared enough when people give us an opportunity. We're just not ready to step up to the plate sometimes. I'm going to say being a savvy networking woman, which is one of the things I'm going to share with you a little bit later as I discuss this topic, being a savvy woman means that you are in the know and you are prepared at any time, even if it's just to share a few things about you, yourself and your business, it's just so very, very important that you are prepared. So, again, I'll leave it open. You guys can press star one and at any time, and I will, throughout the rest of the show, open up for you to share who you are and what you do. I want to go ahead at this time and just start sharing some of the great things that we had at Women About Biz going on. First of all, we still have our 100K campaign going on strong at Women About Biz, so I want to encourage you to go ahead, if you haven't already, and join our free bronze membership and start sharing with the women on the social networks who you are and what you do. Now, as many of you know, we have a wonderful scholarship-based program called Her Dream Startup. We have filled up for the entire month of August, but we are moving towards September now, and our September class sessions will be getting started during the first week of September, so it's not too late. If you are new to business, just started, maybe you've been in business all along, but you just started a new business, you want to really set your foundation, get back to the basics, then you qualify for the Her Dream Startup program. It's a 4-week, 8-session intensive program that's going to cover mind prep, how to get your mindset in the right direction of where it needs to be a leader in your business, the 7 phases of business startup, creating your working business plan, implementation, and so much more. So again, just quickly, you can go to herdreamstartup.com. Again, herdreamstartup.com. You can go there, and it'll take you to the right place, and you can apply for the scholarship, or you can spread the love. You know, share on your social networks information about this wonderful scholarship-based program for women. Trust me, it is quality. You're going to get access to the Her Dream Startup module section where there is resources, audios, and all types of wonderful tools for you to be able to use for starting your business. So, again, that's herdreamstartup.com. Again, the August session for this program is completely booked, but we will be accepting new scholarship applications, so go ahead and apply or encourage others that you know to apply as well. Also coming up on August 26th, that's Tuesday, August 26th, we have a wonderful, wonderful workshop. And as you heard me talking with Pamela Adams of Biz TV, we are partnering together and collaborating to do something that we know is very important, and that is to help bring businesswomen to the 21st century with their business and technology. So if you're in business, you've probably heard that one of the key factors, again, in connecting and networking with others is to have, of course, your 30-second elevator pitch ready, right? Well, again, the term normally refers to an elevator pitch is that by the time you can talk to someone going up to another floor on the elevator, you can give them the elevator pitch, right? Well, guess what? The infusion of technology has changed the dynamics of the elevator pitch itself for today's business owners and has left many behind using the same old techniques and pitches. So we are jazzing it up a bit, bringing you up to that 21st century again with just not doing the elevator pitch, but in knowing how to literally use the elevator pitch for other purposes, such as in internet marketing. So you have to not only update and be prepared to do that 30-second to 1-minute elevator pitch, but now it's time to take your pitch to the next level using the power of video. And so thus, that's what Elevator Pitch 2.0 is all about. You're going to learn how to laser focus on the benefits to your client and customer, how to choose those keywords and phrases not only to attract your customers verbally and by what they read, but also how to use those keywords on your video, okay? How to write your 30-second, 1-minute elevator pitch, and then, of course, how to integrate that on your video and your website and your emails and your social networks online. Now, this is something that's absolutely incredible because everything that you get is normally going for hundreds of dollars, but for those of you that are listeners and members of Women About Biz, you're going to be able to create your elevator pitch and have a custom video for only, get this, $59. Now, that's absolutely incredible. And so it's going on here in the Atlanta, Georgia area, and it is going to be on Tuesday, August 26th at Courtyard Marriott. We're kind of going to be networking out in the lounge area while the workshop is going on, so this is going to be absolutely incredible. So I want you guys to take advantage of this. And, of course, you can learn about this by going to womenaboutbiz.com and holding your mouse over events and clicking on teleclasses and programs to learn more about Elevator Pitch 2.0. And so, again, that I'm so excited about it, and I really want to – I know it's going to sell out. We only have 40 seats available for this particular program, so we are going to indeed sell out. So I want to encourage you to go ahead and register as soon as you possibly can. Now, along with Pamela and I, we also are going to have Mr. Corey Moore, who is the CEO and founder of Pro Networker. This is one of the more popular networking events in the Atlanta area, where they have not just a few people but hundreds of people at this networking event. So Corey is going to be there and share with you some things that he notices when people are giving elevator pitches, and he's going to give you some wonderful tips as well. So together, the three of us who have been networking for decades are going to be able to share with you some incredible ways to take your networking and take your elevator pitch to a whole nother level. So I want you to make sure that you mark August 26th here in the Atlanta area. And again, go to womenaboutbiz.com, hold your mouse over events, and click on teleclasses and programs, okay? And I'm so excited about working together with Pamela at BizLink TV. She has been a longtime member of Women About Biz, and I can honestly let you know that she puts 150%, her and her husband Nash, into everything that they do to help people through the power of video. So you're really going to enjoy that. It's a quarter till one for those of you who are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I'm Trina Newby, your host and business success coach. I see that we had one person. Yes, we have another person who has pressed star one, and the last four of your phone number is 1270. Caller, you're live on the air. Please introduce yourself and tell us what city you're from.
Oh, yes, hi. My name is Charlene Bronner, and I'm from San Diego, California.
Hi, Charlene. How are you?
I'm good, Trina. It's good to talk to you. Just a quick thing about me. I have a medical billing business, and the name of the business is Preferred Healthcare Management. And I'm still going through the growing pains with it because I'm also working part-time. So it's sometimes very exhausting, and sometimes I feel like I'm going crazy just trying to keep up with everything from going to work and then, you know, going to my office and working, you know, into the wee hours of the morning and then, you know, the wee hours of the evening and then waking up in the morning and going to work. So I'm doing it, and normally I would have been at work already, but I'm just running late. But always try to make sure that if I don't do anything else Monday mornings, I'm dialed in listening to you.
Oh, thank you so much, Charlene. And, of course, I miss San Diego so much. So I will be there in the next couple of months. We'll be sitting across from each other at lunch, okay?
Okay, sounds great. I look forward to that.
Thank you. Thank you so much for introducing your business, Preferred Healthcare Management. Thank you so much, Charlene. And I don't think, Charlene, how would people get a hold of you if they'd like to just connect with you?
Oh, sure. I have a website. My website is preferreddoctors.com, and it's preferred spelled out, and then the word doctors.com. And my email address is S as in Sam, B as in boy, at preferreddoctors.com.
Okay, wonderful. Well, Charlene, I'm looking forward to hearing great things about your company, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. And thank you so much for all you do, Trina. You are so encouraging and motivating. I just wanted to tell you that I look forward to hearing you every week, and I just thank you so much for that.
Thank you so much for the encouragement. And again, that was Charlene Bronner. She is owner of Preferred Healthcare Management. She does medical billing, and she says if you'd like to connect with her, you can connect with her by emailing her at SB, that's B as in boy, at preferreddoctors with an S.com, SB at preferreddoctors.com. So, you know, hey, ladies, what happens when we hear people over the radio introduce themselves? Well, here's what you do. You take down their information. First of all, just give them a shout out and say, hey, I heard you on the radio. You know, it's great to meet you. I'd love to schedule a 15-minute connection call because we just don't know how we can help each other. It's not just to give each other business, but there might be resources, connections, referrals, people that we know that need to know them. And so you just never know. See, and that is all in the power of networking. So now we have come to the part where we're actually going to be talking about how do you become a savvy networker? How do you become a savvy business networking woman? Listen, here's what you need to first do. If you don't have a networking plan, you need to develop one. So that's number one. You need to develop your networking plan. And now last week I gave you some good tips and ideas on how to develop that plan, and I will make sure that the show is going to be up for you to listen to that show if you missed it. And again, know that you can listen to previous broadcasts by going to successfulwomanradio.com, and then what you'll do is up in the top menu bar, you'll hold your mouse over show archives, and then from there, you should be able to listen to some of the previous broadcasts. So I will be uploading last week's show today, so stay tuned for that. And also, just a quick side note, someone just texted me via chat and said that they didn't see the Elevator Pitch 2.0 info, so I'll double-check on that and make sure that that information is for sure up and live for you so that you can register because it is going to be limited seating. And see, that's what I love about technology. You know, people are chatting with me. They're texting. They're letting me know, hey, Trina, make sure this is going on. Make sure this is happening. And that's what it's all about. So as I said before, becoming a savvy networker, it's going to be really important for you, first of all, to develop your networking strategy. And based on the type of business industry you have, it's going to be different for each of you, okay? As Faith, who's a travel specialist, you know, she wouldn't necessarily need to meet possibly some of the people that you know who are interested in jewelry making, for example, you know. And so each of you have a certain type of person that you're interested in knowing. So you need to make sure that you go ahead and you develop your networking plan. The other thing in becoming a savvy networker, remember that word savvy means being in the know. And so it's not just being in the know about your business. It's being in the know about a lot of different things that you can help people with as well. Probably one of the most beneficial people that you can know at any networking event is the person who's willing to share with you not just information about their business, but information about other people's businesses. They can share with you where some of the best networking events are. They can give you resources and information. People who are like that, that's who you really want to know. So be less concerned with someone who can give you one-time business and be more concerned with those who can not only give you business but can also refer others to you and who can connect you with other people. That's who you want to know, okay? So developing your networking plan, as always, is going to help you to be better prepared. It's going to help you to have better focus on who it is that you need to know, how you can gift and bless the lives of other people that you meet. The next thing in being a savvy networker, an in-the-know businesswoman, is that you need to attend, I would say, no less than 2 networking events on a weekly basis. Okay, now, that's a lot for a solo entrepreneur because you're already busy trying to administratively run your business. You're already busy possibly working that part-time job, but you really need to try and you know, keep yourself active out there in the mix of the people so that you can continuously add new streams of connection to your database and so that you'll have people to continually follow up with. And so, again, if you are a savvy networker, this is something that should be a habit. This is something that should just be a part of what you do. Now, depending on the size of your city, okay, depending on the size of your city, you know, you may only have a few networking events going on. If you're in the metro area like Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Los Angeles, San Diego, these areas have tons of networking events, all types of networking events. So, again, what you need to do is figure out what are the types of networking events that are best for you. And then you need to set about going to visit at least two different networking functions. Now, keep in mind, you have some networking groups, they only allow you to visit twice before you decide to join. But then you have some networking groups that are open networking groups, meaning, you know, they have no rules on how many times you can come or who can come. They're more social networking events where there's a lot of different type of communications going on within those events. So, again, I recommend to you that you try to attend. And I also recommend to you that you get out of your own area, and meaning in your city, you know, travel outside of that 5 to 10 mile radius that you're in and get out and meet other people in other locations throughout your county or throughout your city. Just don't stay in that 5 or 10 mile radius. I mean, I think that's very, very important for you to understand. Also, as a side note, I want to point out to you that networking isn't just about also going to the traditional networking event where, you know, shaking hands and business cards and that type of thing, but there might also be conferences. I consider conferences events where I can go network as well. So there might be conferences, there might be workshops, there might be symposiums, there might be festivals and fairs and all kinds of things that you will be able to go to. So, I want to point out to you that it doesn't always have to be a formal networking event, but there might be something community-wise that is going to allow you to get in the mix of people. So anywhere that you can get in the mix and be able to share, shake hands, talk, learn something new is still considered a networking event. Okay, so I want to point that out. Here's the third thing about becoming a savvy networker. I think that it's going to be important for you to stay in the know about business activities in your local area and, you know, national things as well. As a savvy networker, you need to have information that's non-relevant to you and what you do. You need to have this kind of information to share with other individuals, which is so very, very important. One of the things that I used to do, and I'm going to get back in the habit of doing that again, is I used to gather this information and put it on a one-page flyer and pass it out to people at networking events just to share, hey, these are some other things that are going on in the area that you may want to know about. Here's some websites that I think that you might find beneficial. And people really, really appreciate that, but it also gives me another way to market because, of course, I would list womenaboutbiz.com on the sheet, list my phone number and information for them to connect with me. And I used to get a lot of people thanking me for giving them that information. It lets them know that I'm interested and willing to build a relationship and want more from them than just their business, okay? So that's something that I think is important. So that is why you need to stay in the know about various business resources and business opportunities and different things that are going on within your city. And if you're social networking online, a lot of your stay in the know should be about websites, different type of campaigns, different loan and funding sites that other businesswomen might be interested in learning about. All of these are good resources to share with individual. And a savvy businesswoman, again, is always going to be in the know about not just her business, but about other things that are happening around her to share as well. Trust me, and this is what's so interesting. As a savvy businesswoman, what I have learned is that the more non-relevant information you share with people, information that they can use, the more they remember you. It's weird, isn't it? I know, but it's true. In other words, the more you take off of yourself that focus of, I do this, 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 this. I mean, you just drill that with people. And the more you share with people, hey, you might be interested in going to this networking event. You might be interested in this loan information that I just discovered at this bank. You might be interested in learning more about this company because it sounds like something that could really help you. The more they're going to remember who you are. You see, people are more receptive when it's something for them, when it's how you can benefit them. They are more receptive, and so therefore they begin to remember who you are. So keep that in mind. Here's number four in becoming a savvy networker, and something that I think is very, very important. A savvy networker is always going to do their homework in learning about who they connected with at a networking event. In other words, look the person up online, learn more about them, trace their moves, because if you go to Google Plus social network, if you go to Facebook, if you just go to Google and pop that person's name in, you can literally trace where they travel on the internet. You can learn about the groups they participate in, whether or not they've made some type of comment on a message board or a business forum. You can learn more about them and their personality, which really helps you to better connect with them verbally online. So do your homework on those that you connect with, okay? Very, very important. Last but not least, in how to become a savvy networker, an in-the-know networker, which I think is very, very important, is you need to understand how to integrate social networking online with social networking offline. And this is something that I haven't seen a whole lot of people do. But I personally network online with a lot of people who live right in my city, right in my local area. And so it's important that you bring the networking sometimes, bring it live. It doesn't always have to be virtual. So you want to make sure that you also connect with those people virtually who live in your area so that you can bring it live and connect with them one-on-one or face-to-face. And some of the ways that you can do that is that you can invite them to go with you to other networking events, to be your guest, or you guys can go together. You can invite them for coffee. It doesn't have to be for a full lunch, right? You can invite them for a 15-minute one-on-one connection call to get to know one another. You can get them in the know about something happening local, a conference, a workshop, or something. So it doesn't always have to be that because it's called online social networking that you stay online. Here's the gist of all of this about being a savvy networking woman is that you need to have a diverse basket and ways of that you are able to network with individuals. You can't just network all online or all offline. It must be diverse, and you must have a diverse way that you are being in the mix with people at networking events. You know, that's why I say you need to attend at least two networking functions on a weekly basis, and it doesn't always have to be an organized networking event as well. As a bonus, I want to give you one last thing, a sixth thing that I think is important for the savvy networking woman. So this is something that I used to do all the time, and I'm going to get back into it, and that is have my own private networking group of people that I mix and mingle with, different people I mix and mingle with. So I may have a group of five women that I've met at different networking events, and I feel that these women need to know each other. So I'm going to pull these women together, and I'm going to invite all of them out for lunch, right? Everybody pays for themselves, but then I'll tell them, hey, I brought you all together because I thought you guys would be able to connect, have some great synergy amongst each other. And that is something that a savvy in the no businesswoman does, is that she shows the women that she's networking with how much she appreciates them by bringing her connections in the play and letting them network with one another as well and sharing things that's going on in the city. So I think that's so very, very important. So that's a bonus that I'm giving you that works really, really well in a local area, very, very important. And so, again, as a savvy networker, develop your networking plan, attend at least 2 networking events per week, stay in the know, right, about your business and also resources that you can share with other business women. Number 4, do your homework on those people that you're connecting with. Learn about who they are so that you can better have a flavor for what they like, what they do, how to connect with them properly as you have that one-on-one phone call. Number 5, make sure that you integrate networking both socially, online, and offline. Make sure that you're connecting with people in your local area as well, and so that you can bring that social networking live. And then last but not least, the bonus, number 6, right, is create your own intermingling networking groups of women or and men where you bring them together for lunch, for breakfast, for connecting over coffee. And it could be different people all the time. You know, you're going to be meeting a lot of people. But when they see that you are the go-to person, that you are the person about business, that you are mixing and mingling and in the know, then they are going to remember you. Now, bring it all together in creating what I call a follow-up funnel. And a follow-up funnel is you have to figure out a way and how you're going to stay in front of all of these people that you're mixing and mingling with. And that's, again, where your networking plan comes, because you've got to be communicating with people at least every 14 to 21 days. And so there you have it. I'll be talking more, again, about networking and how you can be in the know and how you can actually start increasing your list, your database of wonderful connecting people simply by becoming more savvy. So next Monday on August 18th, I'll be talking about 3 types of networking groups women do well in. So stay tuned for that. Mark your calendar, and as always, please share it with others. Well, that's all we have for today. I thank you so much for hanging in there and staying on Successful Woman Radio. I want you to have a productive week, and remember, it's all about the networking. Want to make sure that you guys visit pinkpowerconference.com. Again, pinkpowerconference.com. If you're in or around the Atlanta area, this is going to be the happening conference happening this week, Thursday and Friday. So make sure you visit pinkpowerconference.com. Take care, everybody, and have a productive and abundant week. Bye-bye.